Hey, what's up, guys? And welcome back to another episode of The Last Bachelor. And this is number 32. In previous episodes, I've mentioned how men get together and we talk about everything and anything that comes to mind, especially when there's breakups or even a divorce. And one of the biggest topics we get into, child support. Why do so many of our men just hate child support? The facts are, dads continue to pay child support payments more often in larger amounts than mothers. According to the new statistics on child support providers and payments released by the U.S. Census Bureau, men account for 85% of those ordered child support payments. Even in the rarest circumstances where the mother is ordered to pay child support, courts are not ordering women to pay as much as men providers. Annually, child support averages about over $5,000 for a man. For a woman, it is over $3,000. That's nearly 56% less. Overall, child support payments averaged $5,000, or should I say a little over $5,000 annually, over $400 per month. And of course, different states have different child support laws, like the one passed recently in Utah that requires dads to pay parental child support. Biological fathers have to pay half of a woman's out-of-pocket pregnancy costs. This is now the law in Utah. But if the paternity of the child is disputed, fathers won't be required to pay until after paternity is established. There are a lot of men who consider themselves victims of an unjust system because they are ordered to support the children they chose to have. They view child support as extortion. Instead of taking care of their responsibilities to their children. Some men hate paying child support. Some even view it as a disrespect. Like, how dare you? But the real fact is that most men, we are very, very misinformed on what is child support. And very little of us look for that information. I've been in numerous conversations where I hear men super upset at the fact that their ex went and filed for child support. It costs over $230,000 to raise a child from kindergarten to the time they graduate high school alone. In this one conversation, I remember the guy was trying to tell me how he didn't feel he had to pay the amount he had to pay in child support because his wife, I should say his ex-wife, had a nice job that paid well, according to him. I guess she was like a nurse or something like that. I've even heard men go as far as saying, she'd be stupid to put me on child support. Shit, she get more from me like this than putting me on child support. Which is the silliest thing I've ever heard, because we've even known numerous celebrities and high profile cases where men lack in paying child support cases too. So it has nothing to do with how rich or how poor you are. It's really what you prioritize. Trust me, I heard all stories. I've heard how men avoid paying real child support by lying about their employment. Even heard stories of men intentionally looking for work off the books just to avoid garnishment. And in some cases, asking for sexual favors in exchange for child support. And in some cases, or many, many cases, the main reason a lot of men don't even have a bank account is because of child support. And on top of that, there are also many lies men like to feed each other. One of the lies that stands out the most with me is the lie about, oh, if she goes to child support offices without you, she could name her price and say what you earn. She could lie about what you earn and get more. That, my friend, is a super duper lie. Don't ever believe that one. That is not how the state child support enforcement offices work. If the parent that has to pay child support can't be located at all, and if it becomes difficult to locate this person, they will use the information from a previous job to determine what will be the payment for child support. Another lie that's circulating out there is the lie of that new spouse has to pay or is able to or by law has to pay what the man owes in child support. Don't believe that. That's not really true either. The real truth behind all these lies, all these distortions, to make it look like men are being extorted, is due to the fact that men don't follow up with the courts. The men that complain about child support get angry at the system that's also designed to protect them too. Also, these are men who are typically behind on child support payments who are causing this uproar. So in other words, don't just get angry and stop paying. Do what it takes so that you don't lose your head. And to those men who are out there complaining that they have to pay child support, just ask yourself this one question. If you could trade places with your ex to raise your kids alone with everything that comes with it, could you do it without her financial help? Because I've never heard a story of a man say, "You know what, kids? Pack your things. We're out of here. We're leaving mom behind." I don't know in what multiverse this happens. So for the record, good and decent men don't whine about paying child support. Good and decent men use common sense when dealing with problems such as job loss and child support. Good and decent men do not hide from a state agency that is looking for them due to child support arrears that they owe. Good and decent men don't blame others for mistakes they make. And the real issue men have with not paying child support is, plain and simple, men are pissed. They had a marriage, kids, and somewhat of a stable life for them. That was good. That was good enough. For their wives, not so much. The wives ask for a divorce. The husband becomes angry as hell. How dare she mess with the good thing he had going? How many times have you been in a conversation where you heard a man say, "Why should I support my ex's lifestyle?" You know, insinuating that she'll be irresponsible with the way she manages her money. The issue isn't women extorting child support from men. The issue is angry men who allow their negative emotions to cause them to forget their responsibility to their children, which is kind of fucked up. I just find it crazy how men can't separate their anger for their ex-wives from their financial responsibility to their children. These men who withhold child support just do it to punish the ex who left them. And they do it with no regard to the fact that it's their own children that are being punished. They don't care, or they might not be thinking that it's the fact that your children are collateral damage. The big issue is women and children are suffering because some men feel entitled to batter them financially by withholding not only money, but love, respect, and deference. You know, I really don't get how grown men are upset that a woman is securing a bag for their child. I usually like to end my episodes with an inspirational quote, but today I like to do something different and just end it with a comment. Child support is not a woman's revenge. It is a man's responsibility. You've been listening to The Last Bachelor. To the next episode.